the House of Mimosa, the podcast starring the gorgeous one-time JCPenney model, Anita M. Buffum, and her third best friend, Gina Marie Ritali. And now, join these gossiping gals from Queens, live all the way from Astoria, New York. Oh, God, honey, I'm glad you made it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, this weather.
Oh, honey, it's awful.
I can't even believe you went out in this.
Oh, it's terrible. It's so cold. Okay,
well, take your coat off. Get comfortable.
I can't even get situated.
Are those tennis rackets on your feet?
No, honey, no. They're special for the snows, honey. For the snows. I found it in the garage.
Yeah, but those are tennis rackets.
No, they're not.
Honey, those are tennis rackets.
These are not tennis rackets. These are what the Eskimos use. Oh. It was in the garage.
Honey, I know a tennis racket I used to model for JCPenney as I did the tennis wear.
Well, it was what was in
the
garage.
Well, hey, if it worked, it worked.
It worked. I had to get across town.
All right, take your coat off. Get comfortable. Oh, my God, watch the snow. No, God. Oh, God. Oh, Maria! No. Maria, por favor, a towel, please, for the wet floor.
All over.
Pour for more a towel.
I can't.
Oh, my God. I can't believe the whole state of emergency. Everything is shut down.
I can't get over
shut
there.
Shut down.
I don't understand it.
Shut down.
6 inches. I mean, who's ever gotten this way about 6 inches?
I know. Well, we've gotten many more inches in the past.
Well, true.
We've had many more inches in the past and haven't even been fazed by it.
No. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it really takes a good 12 to 14 inches to faze me.
Well, of course. And I mean, back in our day, it used to snow like that all the time. Well, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, now everyone gets crazy.
Oh. No, everything shuts down.
Oh, my God.
That's us.
Aphrodite shut down.
No.
Yeah. For the first time in a long time.
Not the Ristorante.
Well, we have, yes, honey, everything is
I was going to order lunch from there.
No, you can't. You can't. God. I went there to think I was going to go to work. I was the only one. I had the keys. I went in. Well, I had to pick up a few things, you know, paperwork for the construction site so that tomorrow everybody's okay. So I got to do some work today from home. But, you know, and I never do work from home.
No, you don't even have a computer.
No, I don't know how I'm going to, I don't even know where to do it.
Well, you can't use mine. Maria's using mine, and I got stuff to do later.
Well, I won't be able, I don't have to use the computers, but I have to make sure everything's
Well, I
got to
go on there and watch Big Brothers, because you can go on there, you can watch them all day.
Oh.
So I've been doing that, keeping me real busy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's great.
That's nice.
You know, the television show Big Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they film it 24 hours.
Oh.
And you go online and you can watch these people during the day.
You just watch them?
Yeah.
They're not going to show you the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, honey. They even got in the bathroom.
No.
They do.
That's dirty.
I don't think you see everything.
Well, you better not see everything.
No, I don't even click on that. I think you got to be 18 or over or something.
Oh, all right.
All right, now, what have you got going on? So...
Oh, God, so much. Well, now it's, you know, dwindling down because the holidays
Well, the holidays were so busy, honey.
Oh,
and you
God.
Know me, honey. Need a Buffum. You know me.
I know.
You know me.
Everything.
It's always
an issue.
I know. I can't. It's too much.
Oh.
Well, the ladies' auxiliary, you know, I had going on the ladies' auxiliary over there.
Oh, well, that was a beautiful party.
Well, that was, I mean, come on.
That was a beautiful party.
Well, we had the ladies' auxiliary holiday party.
Oh,
and then, of course,
gorgeous.
Ladies' auxiliary was hosting the Little Miss Italian League beauty pageant this year.
Oh, that too was nice.
Which was like my two worlds colliding.
I know.
You know?
Well, you were so busy this month, honey.
It was
never
too
that
much.
Busy.
Well,
that busy.
I even had to turn down your Stella's invite to her annual holiday party.
What holiday party?
Your sister Stella's annual holiday party, honey.
I didn't get an invite to a holiday party.
Honey, Stella, your sister.
Yeah?
Her annual holiday party, honey. She has it every year.
Honey, I've never been invited to my sister Stella's for a holiday party. I've been invited for the holidays. We go there for the holidays once in a while.
Honey,
you know, but you're never for a holiday party.
You're telling me,
You mean
Stella.
With friends and people?
Yes, everyone's there, honey. You're telling me, Stella, your sister, the nicest woman I've ever met in my life.
Oh.
Didn't invite her own sister to her annual holiday party,
That's
ever.
Not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, I don't understand why I wasn't invited to a party that's been happening, I don't know, does she have this every year?
Yes, honey, annual.
Look at that. My own sister doesn't even invite me.
Well, honey, you do this to yourself.
Myself?
Well, you're the one that's causing all the riff-raff rigmarole with them.
Well, no, I don't start nothing. I don't got no troubles and no beefs with nobody.
Honey... So then what the problem start?
What are you talking about, where the problem starts?
You're telling me you don't have a problem, and I know Stella certainly doesn't have a problem. She's the nicest woman I've ever met in my life.
Oh, please. I'm not saying she's not nice. I'm not saying that my sister is not nice. Of course she's nice. We come from the same person. Of course we're going to be nice. All I'm saying is that she's never invited me there for the holiday parties.
Well, I think you need to get over your issue, whatever it is, honey.
Well, the issue. The issue is that she's decided to become blonde after all these years of being brunette, and I was the only blonde in the family for many years.
Honey, she dyed her hair blonde years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when all the trouble started.
Well, honey, it's not even the same blonde.
What?
Hers is a pretty blonde. And how do you think it makes me feel, honey, you go to these parties, and you're not there?
Oh.
And, of course, I have to go. I have to go.
No, you gotta go.
No, I gotta go. I mean, you're my third best friend, but I gotta go.
But you gotta
I
go.
I have to.
No,
I'm a socialite of Astoria.
Oh, yeah.
What, am I not supposed to go to Stella's party?
Well, you know, you can't not go. You're there, it would be very rude, but I understand that it must be difficult for you because I'm not there.
Yeah, well, I didn't go this time. I was too busy.
Mm.
But how do you think it makes me feel at all those other parties? Her annual 4th of July party, her Labor Day party, her Halloween party.
Oh.
How do you think that makes me feel? I go there.
Look at that.
Listen. You just need to get over it. I mean, if you don't do it for the two, you do it for the kids.
Oh, well, I'm not.
I mean, come on.
Well, the kids,
your niece,
I love the kids.
Oh, my God. Your
I mean,
niece,
I'm not
she's
saying
so gorgeous.
I don't like the kids.
Your niece Angelina, she's beautiful.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, and she's going there. She just started her second semester again down there at medical school at UCLA in California.
Oh, look
uh-huh.
at that.
She's
she's
doing so good.
Pants.
And your nephew, Junior,
oh.
My God, he's the star quarterback. He's
what?
So handsome.
Oh, he's that masculine.
Yes,
man?
Honey. Oh, my God, honey.
Oh, God. Him and Joey
oh, he's
used
so
to hang
handsome.
Out all the time.
So handsome.
Go figure.
And then your brother-in-law, Junior Senior,
oh.
His business is going like gangbusters.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, ever since Hurricane Sandra.
Oh, jeez.
Well, construction, you know, has been really,
I mean,
it's a blessing. It's really been a blessing.
It's been a blessing
you know, I mean, really,
skies.
A blessing in disguise. Really.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know.
I mean,
look what it's done for the economy.
That's
you know?
True.
Good
that's
for Obama.
True. Well, you know, good for him having
yeah, well, yeah,
Hurricane
yeah.
Sandra come on his
yeah.
on his terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't go to her holiday party. She don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Because I was too busy with everything else. But, of course, I did go to her New Year's Eve party.
Oh.
Oh, and how fantastic.
What
I knew fantastic. Oh, my God. She decorated this place like I'd never seen before.
How? How'd she decorate?
Oh, my God. Well, gold and silver and
oh.
all that. It was beautiful. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Really?
It was a hint of Christmas still. But it was all like... You know, gold ornaments and silver ornaments and, like, all that and all the tinsels and the lights
oh,
are going.
Nice.
And they had this great DJ.
Oh, a DJ.
Oh, he played everything.
Oh, did he?
From the, you know, from, like, the old school stuff that we like to the coochie poppin'
oh,
music
yeah,
for today,
well, for
you know.
Today.
Yeah.
For today's kids.
Oh, and I got down.
Oh,
I got down.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
Well, you got
yes,
to be
I
careful
did.
Now, honey.
Well, I know, but I got down, honey. Oh, and they loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they recognized oh. me for my days modeling for JCPenney's.
Oh, well, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. And I you know, fortunately, you had to work, so she told me herself that she didn't bother inviting you.
Oh, well.
Because she knows that you work
well,
every
you know,
New Year's
I,
Eve.
Well, you know, I work, you know, every New Year's Eve for the Aphrodite, you know.
So. Well, and this year was special, right?
Well, this year, you know, I
oh, well, this
I,
is exciting.
Well,
I want to know how it went.
Well, it was fine. It was fine. But I, you know, usually I work, you know, for the Ristorante. They do a big shindig there. But no, this year, I, you know, because of the crisis call center is brand new. Oh, I was doing
yeah.
that, you know.
I mean, that's so crazy. Good for the Papadopoulos and their
I
empire.
Know. They've done so much, honey.
I mean, their big empire over there.
Oh,
Aphrodite Construction, Lumber, and Greek and Italian Restaurante, and Day Spa, Web Design, and Pediatric Dentistry, and Yoga, Pilates Center, and Funeral Parlor,
and
Crisis Call Center.
Oh, yeah.
Good for George Papadopoulos.
Oh, God, honey, it's huge. It's going to get bigger and bigger.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You know, in this Crisis Call Center, I mean, really, it's been needed. It's really been needed.
Well, I know you've been training on it the last couple months.
Well, yeah, no, I had to talk to a...
Because they had a whole rigmarole over there.
Well, they
there.
Have, you know, George's cousin there, Linda, she's, you know, a therapist, and so she's been teaching us how to deal with it. All right, Elizabeth, go away. Don't smell. My shoes, they're wet. Get away.
Come here. Come here, honey.
Get away.
Oh, she's so cute. My puppy, Linda Evans. Come here. Come
oh,
here.
Oh, this is not Elizabeth?
No, Elizabeth is, We put her down. Well, she shed too much.
Oh, God.
She shed too much. It was too much.
I didn't know that. How long ago?
Oh, a couple weeks ago. No, but around
oh.
Christmas.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
Well, no big deal. It's just she was shedding so much. I said, just put her down.
Oh, God. Who's you this know? One?
This is Linda Evans.
Linda Evans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could see that.
She's a Lassie Apso.
Oh,
yeah.
With the nice hair.
Yeah. Oh, she's beautiful.
Oh,
she doesn't
beautiful.
Shed an inch. Look at her. And she's got the same coloring as me, doesn't she?
Well, she does have the same coloring as you and Linda Evans.
Well, that's why we decided to name her Linda
Evans. She's got the same haircut.
Yeah, well, I did that on purpose. The feather there, the hair's got kind of feathered.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, now you need a Joan Collinsy.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, you need a Joan Collinsy.
I know.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Oh, I love it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. All right, so tell me about the Crisis Corps, because I know that you were being trained over there.
Well, it was torturous, actually. It was a few couple weeks there when we first started it out.
Well, the whole rigmarole.
Well, there was a whole thing, you know, and I wear the headset, you know, for the construction site, and I take all the calls that go through Aphrodite.
Well, don't... Wait a minute. Do you have one headset for everything?
For everything. I'm the one that answers. I'm the one that does the tables every once in a while. Oh, it's terrible.
And you're telling me the to-go orders?
Yes, to-go. The construction site work for this. Yes, honey. Do all the for secretarial all the business, work.
I don't understand. They need to get some other secretaries. Well. They need other secretaries.
No, wait. What are you talking about? And take money away from me? No. No, they don't need nobody. I do it all. I'll do it.
I'm just saying, honey, it's probably not easy for you to do the secretarial work for all those businesses.
Yeah.
All at one time. How do you do it?
I do it. I get it all done, you know. But the first couple of weeks was very tough. We were doing the training process and, you know, the calls were coming in and I got mixed up a few times and didn't realize that I was talking to somebody from Crisis Call when I thought I was talking to one of the guys, you know, Big Joe up on the roof, and I was telling him, get down off the roof. It's 5 o'clock. You're going to get an ordinance, you know. But, you know, what are you going to do? And, you know, a few kids died.
Yeah, well, that's the price of learning, right?
Well, yeah, you know, hey.
You live and you learn.
Hey, they would have died if we didn't have the crisis call anyway, so it's really not up and running until now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now, how do they train you for this?
Well, you know, we do this courses and, you know, talking to, you know, a lot of it's with youth because, you know, there's a lot of troubles.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Astoria is riddled with troubled youths.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
So terrible, really. And so, you know, we learned a lot about that. And learned a lot about bullying nowadays and what you feel inside.
Oh, bullying's horrible.
Oh, I had to recreate some issues that I had stirring up from years ago.
Oh, I've always been bullied.
You.
Sometimes you do it, too. You don't even realize it.
What?
Well, sometimes you bully me a little.
I never bullied you. Maybe I say a few things here and there. Oh, well, you know, we have to, you know, think about what we... Well, that's one of the things in this, is to think about what you say, you know, to other people, you know.
Yeah.
It's very important not to, you know, make people, you know,
feel horrible. So, now, what is the training process?
Well, we tape and record ourselves while we're talking to the peoples, and then, you know, we listen to it back, and we learn from our mistakes.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes. Oh, it's such a different experience.
Oh, it's so hard. Isn't it hard to hear yourself? You probably hate listening to your own voice.
Oh, well, I hate listening to my own voice.
I mean, as much as everybody else hates it, you must really hate it.
I'm so embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
You know, really, it's terrible to listen to yourself. Have you ever listened to yourself?
One time when I was recording an album, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was writing off the success of modeling for JCPenney.
True, I remember that.
With those producers. And
I think I sang backup for you.
Well, right. We never really, you know, we didn't put it as part of the song, but you came in one day.
Oh.
All right, well, so I want to hear one of these calls. Can we listen to one of the training calls?
Well, I would love that. Joey had it through the computers, and then, you know, because Linda, you know, what's his name?
Was George's
cousin.
Not Linda
there.
Evans.
No,
not my dog.
George's cousin there.
Yeah.
Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can we listen to it or
what? Yeah, of course. I got it right here. You were the one that I asked for.
Oh, all right. Let me listen.
Aphrodite Construction and Lumber and Greek and Italian Restaurante and Day Spa and Web Design and Pediatric Dentistry and Yoga and Pilates Center and Funeral Parlor and Crisis Call Center. I am Gina Marie, telephone operator 00000001. How may I help you today?
Hi, is this a recording or can I talk to you?
Oh, no, honey, you could talk to me. This is Gina Marie. Gina Marie. This is Gina Marie.
Hi, Gina Marie.
Hi.
My name's Emily.
Hi, Emily.
I saw this number posted in my high school, and I feel like I need to call and talk to somebody.
Oh, honey, this is so sweet of you to call here. What seems to be the problem?
I'm having a problem with my boyfriend.
Oh.
Things were going really great for a while, and then all of a sudden he just gets angry, and he tries to make advances on me in public and sometimes in front of my parents, and I tell him it's not appropriate and I try to stop him and he doesn't listen. He won't listen to the word no.
All right. Well, let me tell you something about guys. Now, sometimes men have something in them It's called an animal instinct, right? Uh-huh. And sometimes you have to look at it from an outside perspective.
Okay.
Men are animals. They're men. So this is how they are. This is how they act. This is how they are. It's like being a lion in the wild, you know? So sometimes when he acts this way, it's just him being a man.
Yeah, but it got really bad the other night. We were coming home from winter formal.
Oh.
And we were in the limo on the way home, and he just kept attacking me, and I told him no. He was very drunk.
Okay. Oh.
And I needed to get home. My mom was strict about the time I had to be home.
And how many drinks did you have?
I mean, I had two.
All right. Well, you know, you were, you know, pretty loosey-goosey on yourself. No, not really.
It was just punch. She had like 18.
Oh, all right. Well, and what about what you were wearing? What were you dressed like? You know, it was winter formal, but, you know, I know the girls nowadays.
Well, I was wearing a long, it was silver with, you know, embroidery on the top and mm-hmm. rhinestones.
Uh-huh. Were your boobies out?
A little.
All right.
Not...
Well, hey, honey, a man can get the wrong idea from this. You know, he could take all of these advances, you know, just wearing something like a negligee could even arouse a man to want to do something, you know. So, you know, next time I say you wear a turtleneck sweater and long pants. So
winter formal?
What?
I'd have to wear a turtleneck to winter formal.
Well, maybe not to winter formals, honey, but I'm just saying for next time so he doesn't have these advances toward you again. I'm trying to help you, honey. I'm trying to give you other ways now to take what happened to you and correct it.
But what if he still doesn't listen? Like, I was saying no very blatantly. There was no confusion.
Well, honey, let me tell you. Sometimes it's a woman's job to give in.
Oh.
You know, we're here on this planet, the planet Earth, you know, we're here in order to fulfill a requirement towards men, to be an open vessel for them.
He also got physical with me, and he grabbed me, and he tried to choke me a little bit, which I didn't enjoy.
Well, honey, some people enjoy that. Some people enjoy that a lot, you know. But you know, sometimes that's a part of what the man likes to do. He gets aroused by certain sexual desires and things. And you know, nowadays there's a lot of stuff. Have you ever read a book, honey? It's something. There's a book by sexual desires. You know, in the bedroom. I think it's written by somebody by the name Matthew Shelby. I think he's a writer of it. And he says something about men and sexual desires and what they do in the bedroom, honey. And sometimes choking is something that can be really light.
I'm only 15.
Oh, so you're a late bloomer. All right. Well, you know, honey, back in my day, things were very different. You know, you were married and, you know, pregnant by 15, you know. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? You know, everyone, you know, does it at their own pace, you know.
Well, I don't think it's working out. I was kind of calling to see if I can get advice on how to leave him.
Leave him? Honey, you can't leave him. No, otherwise, honey, this would all be, you know, for nothing. You know, you put all this invested time in it. You know, you can't just leave him, and then you'll look like a cock tease.
But he's getting really crazy. Like, he even said he might kill himself if I leave him, but I don't believe that, and I can't stay with him, can I?
Well, honey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. You signed up for this. You know, I mean, the guy's gonna kill himself. Oh, God, you can't have a man kill himself. Hello? 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 Oh, geez, lost another one.